SBS Radio.
ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦੋਸਤੋ, SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਰੁਚਿਕਾ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹਾਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇੱਕ ਅਜਿਹਾ ਮੁੱਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਦਿਲਚਸਪੀ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੈਂਟਸ ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਹਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ ਛਿੜੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕੋਰੋਨਾ ਵਾਇਰਸ ਦੇ ਸੰਬੰਧ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਿੱਤੀ ਤੇ ਆਰਥਿਕ ਸੰਕਟ ਦਰਪੇਸ਼ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਾਰਨ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਨਟੇਕ ਹੈਗੀ, ਯਾਨੀ ਹਰ ਸਾਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿਦੇਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ 85% ਤੱਕ ਗਿਣਤੀ ਘੱਟ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਪਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸ਼੍ਰੋਮਣੀ ਅਦਾਰਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਮਾਮਲਿਆਂ ਦਾ, ਫੈਡਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਐਥਨਿਕ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਕਾਉਂਸਿਲ ਆਫ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ CEO ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਅਲ ਖਫਾਜੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਘਟਾਏਗਾ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਟੈਂਪਰੇਰੀ ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਵੱਖ ਵੱਖ ਵੀਜ਼ਿਆਂ ਤੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਨੈਂਟ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਫਾਸਟ ਟਰੈਕ ਰਸਤਾ ਅਪਣਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸੇ ਸਿਲਸਿਲੇ ਤੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਅਲ ਖਫਾਜੀ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫਾਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ।
Mohammed, we'd like your comments on a statement that you had recently given, please, that temporary visa holders must not be left behind, their cases should be fast-tracked, and reform is needed. How do you envisage that reform taking shape post-COVID-19?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Look, obviously, migration at the moment is being questioned by both sides of politics. Both sides of politics are calling for reduction in immigration numbers, and they're forecasting a huge reduction in immigration into Australia. What we're worried about is some of the language that's being used towards migrants. You know, for example, the government is saying you need to go home now, and what we're afraid that will happen is, you know, Australia might be painted as an not welcoming country and society when finally, when the restrictions will be lifted, we will need to attract the best talent, and we need to attract people and migrant communities who the economy heavily relies on. We want to be the first country to be able to attract the best talent. So we're a little bit worried about the immigration is going to come, into question. And we want to make sure that politicians and the business sector and everyone understands the critical role that migrants play in Australia's economy.
I'd also like to bring your attention towards the Indian community, especially the skilled workers from the Indian community, who dominate the skilled workforce as per ABS data. Do you think a country-specific approach may also be considered, keeping in mind that a large number of Indian people who are working in Australia are skilled?
Well, I think the immigration system and the immigration program should not discriminate or favour any country over another. I think the market should control that. But we know that many Indian migrants into Australia are highly skilled, they work in areas and industries that we have shortage in. And that's why we see a high number of, I think the Indian community is the second highest, in terms of contribution to the economy after the UK. So, and we know that we have a huge number of Indian community here in Australia who have called Australia home for many generations, and it just makes sense. The community link is there. I think we need to make sure that whatever the migration program looks like, doesn't discriminate or favour any country over another. I think the market should control that.
And what are your thoughts on temporary visa holders who have already exited Australia before the COVID-19 restrictions?
Well, we know there are some people on temporary visas who have, residency rights in Australia, who travelled overseas and want to come back, are finding it really difficult to get clearance from Australia to re-enter Australia. The government is basically saying to temporary visa holders to go back home until the coronavirus pandemic is over. It's actually creating a lot of issues. Many of the temporary visa holders actually have families or loved ones here in Australia, and they can't be reunited with them during this, I guess, anxious time of crisis. And I understand that the government is considering case by case on compassionate grounds, but we also know that that is possibly unlikely given the situation that we're in, with the borders are closed and with limited travel arrangements in place at the moment.
Yes, but they do have ongoing expenses in Australia, even though they are physically overseas. Like, they have house rent, they have to pay their insurance, their car installment, their bills, utility bills, but they have no income while they are overseas. And they have valid work visas here. So had they been here, most of them being skilled, might have been in business already.
That's right. If you look at the temporary migration program, if you break it down, the vast majority of them are international students, and I believe followed by New Zealand residents here in Australia. And then when it comes to the skilled migrants, that only makes up a small number. Now, within that number, there are many people who are actually migrated here to Australia permanently, right? So they've sold their homes, they've actually relocated their families permanently here in Australia to, I guess, work and, you know, hope to go through the migration process and eventually become Australian citizens one day. Mm. Now, these families and these people have find themselves today in a bit of a limbo because they have no access to government support, and although they have work rights, there is no work out there. Now, even if there was work out there, some of the industries we know have been hit really hard by the coronavirus, and unfortunately the government's JobKeeper package does not extend to temporary visa holders. And at SECA, we've been advocating for those people who don't have any other safety nets, and we've been trying to make the case to the government to ensure that they extend the JobKeeper payments to businesses who tend to employ temporary visa holders to ensure that that business survives at the end of the year. To us, it's a bizarre anomaly that temporary migrants are excluded from that package, and we're continuing to make that case to the government, because otherwise those families, like you said, they have costs, they possibly have lost their jobs. If they haven't lost their jobs, they're about to lose their job because that business is not eligible for that JobKeeper payment. So we don't want to create another hardship for these families, and we don't want to put pressure on charities and, for example, food banks to be able to service these, people who find themselves potentially destitute.
What do you think will be the impact on the Australian economy if the skilled visa holders who are currently overseas and are unable to come back, how will that impact Australia's economy? I'm asking this question in context of the job shortage of that related to that skill.
So we know that when Australia finally opens up, when we get to that point, we would, I think the economy wants to bounce back, and we I think everyone will try and encourage people to spend and businesses open up again. So what we really want to make sure is that we attract the best talent from around the world for jobs that we have shortages in. And for us to be able to do that, we need to make sure that Australia is seen as a welcoming country, a country that gives temporary visa holders or skilled migrants an avenue to permanent residency. So I think most people expect that if they want to work in a country and they fall in love with that country, eventually they would love to become a citizen of that country. At the moment, mm-hmm. with the temporary nature of the migration program that we have, a lot of people don't have that certainty. There is no cap on temporary migration, but there is a cap on permanent visas. So we think that program needs to be looked at, and there needs to be a bit of a rebalance. Absolutely, migrant communities and skilled migrants add huge amounts to the Australian economy, and without those people, the economy will not bounce back as soon as we would like to see it.
Yeah, I think I should have rephrased the question. What I actually wanted to know was that till the time the people who have existing people who have skilled visas are unable to get back into Australia, there is a gap in the market to fill those roles. Mm-hmm. Many of them will be of critical importance. So till the time these people don't get back with the existing visas, will the economy suffer? For example, healthcare or agriculture.
So we know that many skilled migrants are currently overseas, and those people were filling very critical gaps in the market. And until the borders open up, we will see a shortage, obviously, in Australian industries such as, I guess, farming and healthcare and whatnot. And we're already seeing a shortage. And that's why, I guess, the Australian government has introduced a new visa category, the coronavirus visa, for those people who weren't necessarily in Australia for on a skilled visa, but have the skill to be able to fill those gaps. But also, it will plug the gap a little bit, but it won't be enough.
And how do you propose this change to the government? Have you made any recommendations, or have they provided their stance to you on this?
Yes, we have made multiple representation on this issue, and we will continue to do that. So watch this space for the next couple of days. There will be more to be said on this issue, and we will continue to work with the government to, I guess, make the case for especially the JobKeeper to be extended to migrant workers, because we believe that, you know, they make a huge contribution to Australia. They pay taxes. They have contributed to our social and economic values here in Australia. And it's not, I believe it's un-Australian for us to leave them out of the support that we have for everybody else.
Yeah. So is that the focus of your recommendations, to include temporary workers into government support from Centrelink?
Yes, absolutely. So I guess we have our ask is to first extend the JobKeeper to temporary visa holders who had a job, to ensure that those businesses survive and those people who came to Australia to fill a gap still hold a job so they can provide for their families. But also extend the job seeker payments for those people who have lost their job because of the pandemic, because we know once everything goes back to normal, those people will fill the gap in the market, and they will contribute to the Australian economy, and they will give back manyfold.
Yeah. And Mohammed, before I let you go, one last question. Many people listening to this program will be on bridging visas. The skilled migrants will be on bridging visas. What do you want to tell them? Where do they stand? What is in store for them?
Well, we know some bridging visa holders are eligible for some kind of government support. I think it's case-by-case basis, but many of them are considered as work-ready and hence ineligible for the job seeker payments or special benefits. Unfortunately, I guess, you know, our case to the government is that there are no jobs for these people to do, I mean, even if they had a skill. And that's why we're trying to convince the government to provide some kind of support for bridging visa holders in Australia who can't find a job, not a fault of their own, because we don't want to create more pressure, or we don't want to add more pressure on the charities sector to ensure these people survive and don't end up destitute.
Right. Thank you very much for your time, Mohammed Al-Khafaji, for speaking with SBS Punjabi.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.